I thought they were lucky last week against the Canberra Raiders.
Oh, come on.
I thought they were very, very, very lucky there in the cold conditions of Canberra. But he's good enough to join us on the line, as he does each and every Thursday. Good morning, Damien Cook.
Good morning, guys. Yeah, it's always tough to go down there and play in Canberra, as you know, Laurie. So they always they made it very hard for us, but we'll lucky to get away with the win too, I reckon.
Yeah, I reckon that's a good sign, though, for you blokes, Cookie. The fact that you're not playing your best, but you can stay in the fight and come away with a victory.
Yeah, it's definitely one of the positives to the start of our season is we've had some games where we've played some really good footy, but it's been those ones where we've found a way to win when we're not playing our best is probably the most positive thing so far, so which is good. We've got plenty to improve on.
Damien, what was said by Wayne Bennett at halftime to Sam Burgess?
Get another penalty and you're off.
Right.
It's pretty much, Sam was... he's pretty disappointed with himself, something he's been working on discipline this year, and I don't think he's given many, if not one, before that game on the weekend. So he's been pretty good at that. That's the area you want to work on because he's pretty good at everything else. So other than that slip-up, I'm sure he'll fix that moving forward. But Wayne was pretty relaxed at half-time, and I think going in 6-4 was actually a pretty good result for us.
Yeah, whose job is it, Cookie, if Sam starts to lose his rag a little bit like he did on the weekend? Because he's done it a couple of times this year. Is there one guy in particular that he responds to and you can pull him into line on the field?
Well, there's a couple of us in the senior playing group, and I think Sam leads from the front every week, week in, week out.
Yep.
When we're behind, he changes the momentum of the game for a hit. So he does a lot of the hard work. So if he ever does go through that rough patch, that's just where we have to really stand up and do our part as a leader, help him out there, because he does it every week. So that's just on us to make sure that we're there to support him.
It's interesting, isn't it? A lot of the athletes stay humble if I get selected for sides and so forth. Damien, now you're in the ads for State of Origin, you're pretty much going to be picked, aren't you? What have you heard from Freddie?
No, I haven't heard nothing from Freddie, so it's going to be a bit embarrassing if I don't. But me and Dan have been laughing about that. We hope we get picked, or else it's going to be a bit embarrassing when we're on the ad. Yeah. But, it's just been a thing of mine. I never get ahead of myself, and obviously I'd love it. Last year's experience was unbelievable, and I'd love to do it all again. But in the words of Kyle Flanagan, it's week to week, and we've got to get through the Tigers.
How different will it be this year for you, Cookie? I mean, last year, I'm assuming you didn't know you were in the team, and you thought you had to fight right up until the death to get that position. Now, you will be there if you're injury-free. So how much of a difference mindset will you take into this week's game? Because I always found at times in representative football, the week leading into the selection of the team, not that you wanted to take it easy, but sometimes it was difficult to stay focused. How are you this week?
No, I think I've learned a lot from last year, and especially the hype of Origin as well, to be able to manage that as well. And I think if you go into a game a bit wary about getting injured, I think that's probably the time that you probably something bad's going to actually happen. So I think you just got to go out there and play the footy that you've been doing every week. And also, if you're going to be playing that representative footy at that high level, you want to make sure you're informed. So you want to probably play your best footy leading into that game as well. Make sure everything's ticked off. You defend them well. You're passing and kicking as well. So that'll be a big focus of mine to play a really good game this weekend.
Damien, how many blokes will you be playing with from the South Sydney Rabbitohs in the New South Wales side?
Well, I hope there's a few of us selected. Cameron Murray.
Yeah.
I think, if he doesn't get it this year, it's only, in the near future where he's going to get that Blues jersey and probably hold it for a long time. I've mentioned before other people that I believe he's built for Origin. He's a great, great lock and got some ball skills, and he's very tough in defence as well. Adam Reynolds, he's been putting his hand up this year, and I think, he played under you, Loz, a couple of years ago as well and done a good job as well. So he's definitely knows how to play that at that level. And, Cody Walker's just a football player that, he's just a footy player that's got all the skill. And no matter what arena or what team he's in, he's going to be playing the same footy. So if all of us get a crack, I'm sure we'll take it with both hands and do a good job.
Yeah, but first of all, you've got to get through the West Tigers.
Yeah.
And the Tigers themselves, they've been impressive. And, of course, coming up against your former coach in Michael Maguire. So he'll have a game plan ready to try and nullify you guys.
Yeah, that's right. In the past, we've had some trouble against the Tigers. I think last time we played them, we beat them, but it was the first time we beat them in a while. So, you know, they've given us a few touch-ups over the last couple of years as well. So now they've got Madge on their side, no doubt, but he knows how we all play as well, a lot of the team. So he'll be giving a pretty good tip sheet of how we do it. But, you know, it's probably a different style of footy that we're playing as well. So it's going to be a good match-up. And, yeah, they're looking forward to it. And should be a good turnout as well on the Saturday afternoon. The South fans have been asking for that Saturday afternoon footy. Look, hope to get a good turnout there.
Now, the other thing I wanted to ask you about, Damien, and I know you've spoken about it a lot, the difference between Anthony Seibold from a coaching perspective and Wayne Bennett and what that means directly for you as a guy who likes to get out of dummy half when it's just a circumstance in the game as opposed to something that's game planned for. How are you enjoying that freedom that you get from Wayne?
I think last year he was putting a lot of confidence in me and trust in me as well, and
yep.
Simplified my game plan to, you know, to think run or pass. And this year Wayne's come down and give me a bit more freedom, I guess, to, you know, he believes I've got more to my game as well. He wants me to help me grow in different areas of the game. So he's backing me to take control and do those, you know, play a bit more with the forwards through the middle of the park, and if I need to get out and kick, to do that as well. So, you know, I think the less structure, I guess, is probably where we've been having a few breakdowns in some games in our attack. But, you know, it's early in the season, we're winning games, so, and that thing will, that those combinations will come, and they're starting to come now. So I'm definitely enjoying Wayne's coaching style. It's very, very laid back and relaxed, but he definitely knows how to turn the team on when he's ready to go.
Yeah. What about the West Tigers, mate? Where are their threats?
I think it's through Robbie. I believe Robbie's doing a great job over there with him and with the help of his forward pack. So he's very, very creative out of hooker. And it's someone, you know, he's someone I've always enjoyed watching growing up and obviously playing alongside as well. So I understand how good he is out of there. And we're definitely going to make sure we keep our eyes on him and watch those variations around the ruck. We've been bringing the forwards onto the ball, especially close to our try line.
Mm. And look, I don't want to upset you, Damien, but it's actually not an afternoon game. It's a 7:30 kickoff out at ANZ Stadium. So I don't know what you've got the alarm set or what you got it in the diary for, mate. But it's actually
I thought it was 5:30. I booked dinner with my partner too.
Mate, I'm sure she'll appreciate and accept the reasons that you have to cancel on this occasion.
Yeah, I really thought we had 5:30. There you go.
Well, mate, don't do a Daniel Vito. Remember Daniel Vito a couple of years ago?
Yeah, what's he?
Down there in Wollongong.
What did he do?
He thought it was a 5:30 game.
What time?
He rocked up at 4 o'clock and it started at 3. It was a 3 o'clock kickoff.
He was actually watching the boys warm up on TV and thought it was 20.
Yeah. Oh, no.
Yes, he did.
Oh. Right, so Cookie, don't get out there at 3:30. Get out there at 5:30 for the 7:30 game.
There you go.
Very good. Look, I'm sure you're going to be named in Brad Fittler's side on Sunday as well, and we wish you all the best with that series coming up. I know we'll speak again next week as well.
Have you got a tip for us, though, Cookie?
Yeah, I had a look yesterday. I've gone with trekking up at Eagle Farm.
Oh.
Yeah.
Okay.
$6 at the moment, I think. A bit more than that, maybe.
Oh, $6,
yeah, $6.
Cookie, when he first came on the program, for the first 2 weeks, he was a legend.
Yeah, I heard that.
Well, he's still a legend. But in terms of the tipping, but then it went all...
Oh, did it fall away?
Fell away. But he's hit back the last couple of weeks, haven't you, Cookie?
Yeah, I have. And look, to be honest, I've just enjoyed this phone call with TK not being here. I've been bullish for my fashion items that I might choose to wear. So,
You're a bit of a no socks sort of guy, aren't you, Cookie?
I have done the no socks a couple of times, and I know Laurie wasn't. I don't know if he was impressed with the pink jacket, but
no, I don't mind the pink jacket.
Oh, you don't? Oh, yeah.
No, I don't mind the pink jacket. If I could pull it off, I would.
That's right. Yeah, some people should never try, and I think most of us fall into that category. Damien, trekking is a $6.50 hope. Up there for the Kingsford Smith. Good on you, matey. Play well on Saturday night. And as we said, we'll look forward to your name being read out on Sunday night for New South Wales as well.
Cheers, guys. Thanks for the support.